The midterm election is just a week away, and with close races in many states, get-out-the-vote campaigns could help decide which party will control the Senate and the House, not to mention state legislatures and governor's seats. We thought we'd check in on several states where interesting get-out-the-vote strategies could make a difference. We'll start with Oregon. Dan Levy is a Republican political consultant in that state. Mr. Levy, Oregon is unique. It's got a vote-by-mail system, so people don't actually have to go to the polls on Election Day. So I guess that means you have to have a unique get-out-the-vote strategy.
Well, we like to say it's like that movie Groundhog Day. You wake up every day and it's election day, and it goes on for 18 days. And people will have until this Friday to mail in their ballot. If they don't do that, they'll have to drop it off at the drop site locations, which are all around the community in libraries and city halls and even grocery stores.
So what kind of strategies do you use to get as many Republicans as possible to vote?
Well, we're doing a number of things. We've identified Republicans who haven't returned their ballot. We're targeting them with lots of phone calls. We're targeting them with what we call victory squads, which are groups of volunteers that go to swing precincts, key areas, and go door to door, both advocating for candidates as well as encouraging people to mail or drop off that ballot.
But you actually can get a hold of voter registration lists and lists that are marked with people who have voted.
Yeah, one thing that is fairly unique with vote by mail is you can track who's voted and who hasn't voted. That doesn't mean that every person who hasn't voted will vote, but it narrows the universe of likely voters. So this time of year in Oregon, there's generally lots of complaints about phone calls and that sort of thing. And generally that means you're a likely voter who hasn't returned your ballot yet. And the fastest way to get people to stop making phone calls to you, encouraging you to return your ballot, is to vote early.
Thanks very much, Mr. Levy.
You bet.
Dan Levy is a Republican political consultant in Oregon. And now we go to Julie Gibson in Missouri, who is coordinating the Get Out the Vote efforts for the Missouri Democratic Party. Welcome, Ms. Gibson.
Hello.
Tell us what you're doing. You're working particularly in the African-American communities. They're important to you in this election.
Yes. Well, our goal is to really increase turnout of African-American voters, of Democrats in general, for our candidates, particularly Jean Carnahan, who's running in the Senate race. So we have been really working on the ground and building. I like to look at it as sort of building an operation and looking at Election Day as really our big game day. And we expect we'll have literally thousands of volunteers working on Election Day, getting out the vote.
And I understand you have something that you call flushers that go door to door in the precincts.
Well, yes, we do. And what we call these are people that actually go in there and flush out the voters.
Mm-hmm.
They go into a precinct in the morning. They stay there throughout the day, knocking on doors, leaving behind literature or door hangers that remind people to go vote. And as they find people who are home, their goal is to get that person and basically bring them out their door, get them into a car, and take them to the polling place.
Mm-hmm. So this is on Election Day. You
yes.
send your flushers out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you said you'd be providing transportation. You go and pick up people and take them to the polls if
well,
needs
we
to be.
We have folks. You know, we're already publicizing now the fact that we will give people a ride to the polls if they want one. So on Election Day, our number one priority, our number one goal is to get folks to the voting place.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that means that we need to give them a ride, if that means we need to take them there and walk down the street, we'll take them there. We are going to get folks to the poll by hook or crook.
By hook or crook? You can't say that, can
no,
you?
No, I can't say that.
By
no,
hook.
We'll get folks to the poll any way we can.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Ms. Gibson.
Okay, John.
Julie Gibson is coordinating the Get Out the Vote effort for the Missouri Democratic Party. Now we'll head south to Texas to talk to Daniel Berwick, the Get Out the Vote campaign coordinator for Democrat Tony Sanchez's campaign for governor of Texas. He joins us from Austin. Hello, Mr. Berwick.
How you doing?
Good. I understand that you have basically rented every van in Texas in order to carry folks to the polling sites a week from today. Is that true?
Well, I don't know exactly how many vans are available for rental in all of Texas, but we certainly do have a lot of them.
Yeah, 300 vans or something like that?
About 300 vans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you got 300 drivers, I hope?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we're getting them all out every day, so. Mm-hmm.
How important is the Get Out the Vote campaign down there?
Well, it's pretty crucial. I mean, the polls have it as a very tight race. I mean, we know it's very, very close, and it's going to come down to the wire. And so we're confident we have a program here that is extremely aggressive and can get us the last couple points over the top.
Tell us a little bit more about that program. What's your strategy?
Basically, we feel like we have a large segment of voters in Texas who are potential supporters of Tony Sanchez if they'll go and vote, but they've never voted before. There's 1,051,000 registered Hispanics in Texas, or there was a couple of months ago, who had never cast a ballot before. And we know that one of the keys for this election for us is getting as many of those people as possible to the polls. So, you know, it's sort of your basic Democratic GOTV strategy, get out the vote strategy. We're just going, you know, we're going to people's homes and we're telling them they got to go vote, and we really need their vote, and Tony needs their vote, and Tony's personally asking for their vote.
And how much money are you spending on it?
It's a little unclear what comes out of the coordinator and what comes out of our campaigns. But, you know, I mean, we have a huge number of volunteers. We had 6,689 volunteers on our first weekend going door-to-door for us. So, and that was in the rain. So, I mean, the support for Tony is intense, and, mm-hmm. and we don't need to spend a whole lot of money to get people to knock on doors, which is nice.
So what kind of weather do you want on Election Day?
Sunny. Sunny and 65. We had rain for the first two weekends of this, but we pushed through it anyway, and now that the sun's out, there's no stopping us.
Thanks very much, Mr. Berwick.
Well, thank you.
Daniel Berwick is the Get Out the Vote campaign coordinator for Democrat Tony Sanchez's campaign for governor of Texas.